Welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is the Wildcast for the week of September 24th through the 28th, Episode 2. And now for the news.
Hello, Wildcats. This is Lane.
And Willie.
For your next week's news, this is Episode 2 of our podcast.
Today we have interviewed Miss Herndon for drama.
What's the club all about?
The Drama Club is an organization where kids who like to perform on stage or perform behind the scenes through makeup and set design or costuming or lighting, different design, can feel a part and they can participate in any plays or musicals or maybe variety shows that we do. And we also participate in the Fall Festival and other events around the school.
How does the club benefit you?
The club benefits students because a lot of athletes do participate in the drama club, but there are a lot of students who do not feel athletic, and it's a way for them to fit in and for them to be able to perform and show the skills and talents that they have through music or acting, through comedy or dramatizations. And I just feel like it helps, you know, students feel more a part of the school and another organization for them to participate in.
What do you do in the club?
To be a part of the drama club, you have to attend the meetings on club days. This year they have a $10 club due that is due in January, and they have to pay that to be able to audition for the spring musical that we are doing that has not yet been announced. We are also voting for class officers, and they just have to attend to the meetings, I think.
Thank you, Ms. Herndon.
Thank you.
Also, be sure to turn in your dues in by October 5th.
In other news, we have Wildcat Spirit shirts on sale until September 28th. See Ms. Matthews or the front office for order form.
There will be drama practice on the September 24th, 26th, 28th, and the 29th.
Thank you, Wildcats, for tuning in to Bethlehem's next week's news. Coming up, we have BSPN with your sports.
Welcome to BSPN. I'm Dane.
And I'm Nathan.
And today we're here to bring you the sports from around Bethlehem. So for our volleyball players, we have improved to a record of 3-8 with this past week a loss against Rocky Bayou on September 13th, a loss against Cottondale on September 17th, and a win against Graceville on September 18th with a game tonight against Wewahitchka. September 24th, they will be playing Northview. And September 25th, they will be playing Sneeds.
Now in golf, our golf team has improved to a record of 3-1 with a win over Holmes County this week. And we actually have an interview with one of the golf players.
Hello, everyone. This is Nathan, and I'm here with Cade, who is a member of the golf team. Cade, what would you say your team goal for this year is?
Our team goal this year is to make it to state.
How have recent matches gone?
It's going good. We beat Bonifay yesterday, and the day before that, we lost to Mariana.
Who would you say is your team's best player?
Well, we pretty much have a top three, in my opinion. It goes Bryce, myself, and Matthew.
Do you have any other hobbies besides golf?
I play basketball and baseball.
All right. Thank you, Cade. And I will be talking to you soon, hopefully.
And in world sports, former Colts star Vontae Davis retired from football during halftime of his first game this season with the Buffalo Bills.
In college football, Florida State lost to Syracuse for the first time since 1966. Coincidentally, Nathan, isn't that the last time previous to last year that we had a district championship?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's 52 years. Coming up next is our interview segment, Kids in the Halls.
Hello and welcome to Kids in the Halls, where I interview students like you to figure out your opinions on certain subjects. What are your top five fears when going on a first date?
Whenever I go on my first date, the first thing that pops into my mind is whenever I go to meet her parents. I don't know what they're going to think about me. Second one have to be if she don't like the place that we're going to eat or whatever the date is at. Third one would have to be If she don't even like me, you know. Mm-hmm. Fourth one would have to be if I didn't even dress good for the occasion. Like if she's got a pretty dress on and I got a cut off of blue jeans. And the fifth one, last but not least, would have to be if I was at the table or something and I accidentally spilled a drink on it.
Our guest interviewer for this week is Alicia. She helped us out with the girls' interviews.
So what are your top five things you're worried about on a first date?
You know, there are many embarrassing factors that you have to include for, like, going on a first date, especially since I'm a girl. But the top five would probably include, you know, showing up late for the date because, I mean, I wouldn't want him to do that to me. You know, the usual, having something on my face or my hair messing up. But something that would really bother me would be him always being on his phone. Like, you're on a date with me, not your cell phone. And then probably, like, the number one thing that would bother me on a first date or, like, something I'm nervous about would be him being disrespectful. Like, him looking at another girl, you know, trying to give another girl attention when, once again, he's on a date with me.
So what are the top five things you're worried about on a first date?
The first one would probably be that it would just be awkward and you wouldn't have anything to talk about with the other person. The second one would probably be that I'm just, like, eating and I got something all up in my teeth and the dude doesn't tell me and I just look like a weirdo. And then the third would probably be I just look bad or I have the wrong makeup or hair or clothes and it's I just not feeling it. Okay, the fourth would probably be if it was just boring and it wasn't fun and the dude was just, like, kind of like a freak. And then the fifth was just, like, maybe there's just, like, no connection and it just goes bad.
Thank you for tuning in to Kids in the Halls. Coming up next is our history segment.
Hey, guys, it's Cade.
And Gabe here.
Welcome to our segment, Blast from the Past, and I hope you guys love history as much as us because this is the only thing we'll be talking about here. September 24th, in 1906, President Theodore Roosevelt signs a bill establishing Devil's Tower in Wyoming as the first national monument. 1957, the Brooklyn Dodgers play their final game at Ebbets Field before moving to Los Angeles.
September 25th, in 1690, the first American newspaper was published in Boston. Its name, public currency, both foreign and domestic. It was quickly closed down from local law enforcement. On that same day, just not same year, Congress sends 12 amendments to the Constitution. To the states for ratification. Out of those 12, only 10 are later ratified and become the Bill of Rights.
September 26, in 1789, George Washington names Thomas Jefferson as the first Secretary of State. In Chicago of 1960, John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon square off in the first televised presidential debate.
September 27th, in 1722, Samuel Adams, a leader in the call for independence from Britain, is born. In 1964, the Warren Commission releases a report concluding that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination of President John F. Kennedy.
September 28th, in 1787, Congress votes to transmit the new Constitution to the states for ratification. In 2008, SpaceX Falcon 1 becomes the first privately developed liquid-fuel rocket to orbit the Earth. By the way, you can find all this interesting information in the American Patriots Almanac by William J. Bennett and John T.E. Cribb.
Thanks, ladies and gents, for tuning into our history segment, Blast from the Past. While you're here, check out our wildcard segment coming up next.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the wildcard segment. I'm Dane.
I'm Kate.
And today we'll be bringing you the top five family-friendly YouTubers as of the Bethlehem podcast.
Coming at number five, David Lopez.
David Lopez is he was previously a Viner. He transferred over to YouTube, and he makes really funny, family-friendly comedy videos for everybody to watch. So those are really fun.
Coming at number four, Because Science.
Because Science is a really cool channel that I like. They explain fictional events like what would happen if a lightsaber tried to cut through Captain America's shield. Stuff like that. They explain it with real science, the physics, all that good stuff. It's really entertaining and it's educational.
Coming at number three, Studio C.
Studio C is one of my... It's in the top three, obviously. One of my favorites. It's a sketch comedy show, which if you don't know what that is basically just little acts like skits, you know, and they do sketch comedy, and it's just all kinds of stuff. It's family friendly. It's hilarious.
Coming at number two, Dan TDM.
Dan TDM is one of the fastest growing YouTube channels. Actually, he is currently at 20 million subscribers, And he started out playing Minecraft, and now he's transferred over to into more just anything gaming, really. And he does all kind of crazy stuff, and he's fun to watch. He's family friendly. It's great. Number one, Cade.
Coming at number one, Dude Perfect.
Dude Perfect is a hilarious trick shot video channel. They make trick shot videos, and they have some fun while they're doing it, and it's a really fun cast.
They're really just all friends, kind of like how the podcast here.
I think how everyone wants to grow up with their group of friends, like just making just what do doing the thing they love and just being able to do it with their friends. So that's pretty cool.
I hope we grow old together.
Yeah, except you know, not in a weird way. Just
not in a weird way. I'm just
as a group of friends grow old together. It'd be great.
Dane, don't you have a YouTube channel?
I do actually. It's called Professor Beetle, and I've been mostly doing some Minecraft stuff. Recently I've only been doing it once a week because I'm trying to keep up with school and stuff. You don't want to get behind in school or sports or anything.
And
like
the
that.
Females.
And yeah, you know, there's a special one, but
shout out.
Yeah, shout out. Anyway, yeah, I do some Minecraft, and then I'm trying to do some more David Lopez kind of stuff, the live action skits. But anyway, that is enough of me, and we're gonna sign off the podcast now.
I'm Cade.
I'm Dane.
So long.
And we'll see you in the next podcast.
Ciao.
See you later, buddy. This has been the Bethlehem Podcast. We hope you join us next week for all the cool happenings around Bethlehem.